we take you now to Duffy's Tavern, starring Archie himself, Ed Gardner.
Answer that, Eddie. Tell him that he is an underhanded rat, a snake, a double-dealing swine, and a two-faced skunk. And I'm up at the zoo getting some new ideas.
Hey, well, Mr. Archer, I can't.
Go ahead, tell him. Tell him he is a baboon, a bottleneck, a big bum, and a brow-beaten boor.
Hello. Duffy Stanley, head of the keeper of the bees speaking. Well, hello, Mr. Duffy. Mr. Archer? Well, he's busy here with some very big names.
Go ahead. Tell him what I said, the dirty crumb.
Hello, Mr. Duffy. Mr. Archer says he's impatient with you. Yeah, that's what he said, but, you know, these things, they always lose a little something in the translation.
Give me that phone. Huh? Why am I mad? Why am I provoked, he asked me. Because I have been working here for 7 years. 7 years of blood, sweat, and perspiration. And you promised me a substantial raise, and you'd give it to me if you was a decent, upright, fair-minded American citizen. Huh? Okay, you alien. Look, you will hear from my lawyer in the morning, you dirty, thick-headed stumble bum.
You sure mad at him tonight?
Nothing personal. It's just what we call in legal circles firing the opening replevin.
You mean you actually gonna sue him?
For every nickel he's ever socked away. When I get through with him, his mattress will be so empty it might as well be spring. Yes, sir, I got the lawyer coming down here tonight.
You hired a lawyer?
Oh, chilly for consultation, of course. I'll probably conduct the trial myself.
What you know about law outside of what you picked up hobnobbing with the station wagon set?
What do I know about the law? You forget that I used to work for Flyshacker, Bushwhacker, Millstone, and Briggs.
Was that before or after you worked for Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe?
Eddie, do not jest. Flyshacker, Bushwhacker, Millstone, and Briggs only happened to be one of the biggest law firms in the city. In fact, we committed nothing but felonies.
What was your job there?
What do you think my job was?
Washing windows?
Eddie, that was just a lucky guess. Yeah, but they were training me. They realized that I had a born legal mind.
Well, your mind might have been legal then, but there's a law against it now. So they were training you to be a lawyer, huh?
Yeah, I was an apprentice. You know what they call an interning. Yeah, Flyshacker himself always had great confidence in me, Eddie. You know what he used to call me?
Hey, stupid?
No, that was Millstone. No, Flyshacker used to call me the hideous corpus. Yeah. He loved me, Eddie. In fact, I often overheard him say to Bushwhacker, you know, someday that Archie's going to turn out to be a very big shyster.
Well, if you know so much about the law, how come you hiring a lawyer to sue Duffy?
Well, where's your ethics, man? Does a surgeon remove his own scalpel? Besides, this lawyer worked with me in the old days, and he knows a little more than I do about contracts, you know. At FBM&B, he was in charge of loopholes. He could take a look at a contract, and in 30 seconds, he could tell you whether it was oral or written. Well, you meet him, Eddie.
Yeah. What's his name?
O'Shea. Briefcase O'Shea.
How much you pay in this briefcase?
Not a cent. He says he's an old pal, and he'll just do it for the retainer. That dirty Duffy. When Briefcase gets through with him, he'll be ipso facto a null and void.
Hello, Art.
Oh, hello, Finnegan. Hey, look, Finnegan, maybe you can help me.
Don't bother me, Arch. I'm thinking. I can't stand Jack Benny because... I can't stand Jack Benny because...
Finnegan, how do you know about this contest?
I heard Jack Benny announce it Sunday night.
Really?
Yeah, he said... That's what he said.
And to you, that meant there was a contest?
Please, Archie, if nothing else, I understand English.
Finnegan, I think you must have a pair of auctioneers. Huh? That's a joke, son. That's a joke.
Oh.
Now, look, Finnegan, I want you to stick around. I'm suing Duffy, and I may want you to be a witness.
What's that, Archie?
A witness? Well, like I was. You remember that time we went to court together when Colucci's horse bit the street cleaner? Remember, I was a witness for the horse.
Oh, yeah, I remember, Arch. And boy, what a horse's witness you were. That's what you want me to be, huh?
Well, in your case, leave us just call it a half witness. But I want you to tell the jury what a crumb this stuff is. I want to show this double-dealing chiseler that when he turned me down on this raise, it was the biggest mistake he ever made in his life.
Now, look here, Archie.
Well, next to the biggest mistake.
I just hope you realize what you're doing, hitting Papa below the belt like this.
Where else? That's where most of Papa is.
Of all the nerve, and after all he's done for you, why, he couldn't have been nicer to you if you were his own son.
What a horrible thought. And let alone that, you'd be my sister.
Okay, okay, go ahead and sue him. But don't forget, you know, Papa's got witnesses also.
Who?
Mama.
That's just two. And no jury in the country would believe her on the grounds of ipso fatso. Who else would he get?
Me. And you know what a pretty girl can do to a jury. Believe me, when I sit on that witness chair, cross my legs, and uncover my dimpled knees, the jury will arrive at only one verdict.
Yeah, that the witness chair has six legs.
Okay, you just go ahead and sue him. But believe me, I'm just as much of a lawyer as you are.
All right, if you're a lawyer, then get out of here before I hang a shingle on you. Now, come here, Finnegan. I want to talk to you.
Boy, you sure told her off.
Oh, yeah, telling me about the law, that shystress. Now, Finnegan, look, when you get onto the stand...
They are.
Oh, what is it, Mr. Muller?
Look, I don't want to butt in on your business, but before you sue Duffy, you want to remember that in this neighborhood, he's pretty chummy with the law.
Yeah, but will the law recognize a bindle stiff without a lamppost in his arms? Compromise. I can have every other 4th of July off. With or without pay. With pay if the temperature goes below zero. Wait a minute, you Chief Chisler, that ends it. From now on, the chips are down. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Chip.
Now, look, Eddie, that lawyer's going to be here any minute, and I got to get some evidence. Wait, I think I got some correspondence with Duffy here in the safe. Let's see now. Eddie, what was the combination of this safe again?
Once to the left, and twice to the right, and once to the left again.
I know, but what are the numbers?
Don't make no difference. The lock's broken.
Leave us have it fixed. You know how I hate to do things the simple way, don't you? Let's see here. Where are my personal papers? Oh, here they are. There's my birth certificate. My expulsion papers from PS4. That insulting note from the draft board. Now, let's see. What's this pile? Please remit. Please remit. Please remit. Please remit. Paid in full.
Hello, stranger.
Right. It's kind of fun to go through them things, ain't it, Eddie?
Yeah. Hey, what's that ticket there?
Where?
The one with the number S5431.
That's nothing. It's just an old ticket from the Irish sweepstakes.
Oh, yeah. And there's the name of your horse on it. One Gold Watch.
Ran out that day. Look at this thing. A picture of me and Duffy taking a Coney Island.
Let's see. Hey, since when is there mountains at Coney Island?
That's Mrs. Duffy buried in the sand.
That still don't make it no molehill.
Right.
Hey, look here. What's this wrapped in a tissue paper?
Where? Oh, yeah, that. That brings back old memories, Eddie. It's a pair of tights that belonged to an old girlfriend of mine, Mildred Tondall. I'll never forget. She wore them the night she wrestled Zabisco. Let's see here. Here's the letters. There's a letter here from Alcatraz, a letter from Leavenworth, a letter from Sing Sing. That's funny. No letter from Duffy.
May I pose a question?
What?
Can Mr. Duffy write?
Holy cow, why didn't you pose the question before we wasted all of this time?
There's a guy looking for you over there.
Who?
A very crooked-looking guy. Looks like he played a dirty trick on his own mother.
So what? You did it, didn't you? And no remarks about him being crooked. That guy happens to be my lawyer. Well, briefcase. Briefcase O'Shea. How are you, briefcase old man?
Well, if it isn't the shyster himself.
Yeah. Gee, briefcase is like old times. I guess I ain't seen you since, Willie Schmidt versus the Armor Trucking Company.
Oh, that was the good old days, wasn't there?
Yeah, remember? Remember when we used to duck in the office in the morning and duck right out for breakfast? Wheat cakes at Childs.
Oh, do I remember Childs? Remember Sophie?
Oh, Sophie, yeah. I wonder if she's still there in the window flipping them around. I'll never forget them wheat cakes. Do you ever get down to the old place, Briefcase?
No, not in years.
I often wonder whatever happened to Miss Dobbs, the bookkeeper. I wonder if she ever married a carbon and ribbon salesman.
No, they broke up. Don't you remember?
No, when?
The day her guy caught her sitting on Flyshacker's lap, taking the trial balance.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I wonder whatever happened to Flyshacker.
Didn't you hear? He was killed.
Oh, really?
Sure. An ambulance backed up over it.
Well, you know, you live by the sword, so shall ye reap.
Yes, I was at the funeral. Millstone threw it, you know. Oh, beauty, too. 12 pallbearers. All shaking their heads in unison and saying, not guilty.
dear. Well, Briefcase, so much for FBM and B. May F rest in peace. Tell me, Briefcase, how have you been doing lately?
Well, I don't like to be modest, huh?
A little better than the old days, though, huh?
What do you mean?
Well, remember that one week you had 3 clients convicted and hung?
3 of my clients hung?
Don't you remember? Remember around the office the slogan was swing and sway with Briefcase O'Shea?
Well, tell me, Shyster, what about this case you want me to handle for you?
Well, it's a tort, you know, a violation of the breach of contract.
Just a sec. I know we're old friends, but I think it's a bit of an imposition to call in a man of my standing in the profession on a simple contract case, don't you?
Well, Briefcase, there's $5 in it.
I'll take the case. Now, who is suing whom?
Well, I am suing versus Duffy.
Looks to me like we got a foolproof case.
Okay.
We'll sue this Duffy for $5 million. We'll show him there are laws in this country to protect jerks like you, pal.
Well, thanks, Briefcase.
Now, we'll need some witnesses. Would Eddie the waiter here testify that you do most of the work around here?
Oh, I'm sure he will, won't you, Eddie?
Certainly. Between waiting on tables, cooking meals, sweeping the floor, cleaning the garbage can, it won't be hard to find time to sandwich in a little perjury.
Yeah, well, good. By the way, Arch, if these witnesses are going to do you any good, they're going to need a lot of coaching.
I get the idea, Briefcase. Eddie, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, Coach.
Now, the next thing we're going to need are some character witnesses.
Character witnesses, sir? Oh, well, yeah. Let's see. Well, it's Finnegan. He's a character.
Finnegan, huh? Is he around?
Yeah, you see that table over in the corner?
Oh, you mean the one with the 2 pig's heads on it?
Only one of them is a pig's head. Hey, Finnegan, come here. This is my lawyer. He wants you to be a witness.
Okay, Arch. I saw the whole thing. The truck ran through the red light and knocked it 30 yards.
Now, wait a minute. Finnegan, please. Please, don't get pre-immature. The lawyer just wants to coach you a little.
Yes, I just want to prepare you for the cross-examination, Fran. Now, here is the typical question they might ask. You are on a streetcar going from 2nd Avenue to 3rd Avenue. Which way are you riding? From east to west or from north to south?
I don't know. I'm too busy reading Dick Tracy.
Just a second, Briefcase. You know, that was a pretty tricky question. Try him again.
Okay. Mr. Finnegan. You have 2 ears, a left ear and a right ear. Now, if I were to remove your left ear, on which side could you hear best?
The right side.
Very good, Finnegan.
Why, so astonished.
Now, if I were to remove your right ear also, what would the effect be?
I wouldn't be able to see.
Why not?
Me had it come down over me eye.
What is it, Miss Duffy?
I just spoke to Papa, and he asked me to give you a message.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
He says he'll compromise with you. He says that if you forget about the raise, he's willing to forget he ever offered it to you.
Backing down, huh? Well, tell him it's too late. Now, come here, Finnegan.
Yeah, all right.
Look, have you been practicing up what to say in court now?
Well, this law stuff is new to me.
Well, any stuff is new to you. Now, come on, we'll go over it again. You see, I've had a lot of experience in this thing, and what I'm trying to explain to you is certain legalities. You see, in a legal trial, there is two parties involved. A, the defendant, or corporation, and B, the plaintiff. This is only in states, of course, where statutory law prevails.
Statutory law? What's that, Art?
Well, it's obvious. Suppose a man steals a chicken.
Yeah?
Well, in some states, it's called chicken statutory. You see, in certain states differentiate from other states in their legal terminology. For instance, in a lot of places, legally, you'd be fat. However, according to Tennessee law, in Tennessee, you are non-compos Memphis. No, it's what they call a writ of mandamus, where a man writes a letter to a dame. Now, on the other hand, in certain jurisprudences, they recognize the right of nolle prosequi, i.e., and or vis. The case of Itty Bitty Tea Room versus the people of the state of New York. Is this clear so far?
Well, naturally.
Now, in a particular case at hand, Duffy versus Archie, where the plaintiff charges the defendant with breach of malfeasance, either oral, verbal, or spoken, I have my choice between a jury trial or a trial by judge.
Well, why don't you take both, Art?
You want me to make a pig of myself? No, it couldn't be, Finnegan. That would be what they call double jeopardy.
Look, Arch, I'm a busy man.
Okay, briefcase, you can start testing the witnesses. Eddie, take the stand.
Yes.
Mr. Green, how long have you known the plaintiff?
7 years, during which time not once did I ever see him perform an act of dishonesty or disloyalty to his employer, unquote.
Well, that's fine.
The preceding statement was a paid political announcement.
Green, this testimony definitely establishes the honesty of the plaintiff.
I think, Cash, when do I go on?
You go on next, Finnegan. Take the stand.
Okay.
Your witness, briefcase.
Right. Your name, sir?
Clifton. Let's see. Hannigan. Flanagan.
It's Clifton.
Hey, don't tell me, Archie. It's on the tip of my tongue. Clifton.
The court will now adjourn for 5 minutes.
Dude, I got it, Arch. It's right here in me underwear. Clifton Finnegan.
Good. Now, Mr. Finnegan.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Finnegan, what are you doing rolling your pants up over your knees?
I'm giving him the old sex appeal, Arch.
Mr. Finnegan, what can you say about the plaintiff's character?
Well, Arch is very honest.
I object.
Objection sustained.
Oh, just a minute.
Quiet, Finnegan. It's good to have your objection sustained.
Yeah, but not by a dame.
Just a second, Arch. I am afraid, in the technical terminology of the law, that the merits of your plea are ipso facto null and void by the prima facie evidence.
Looks pretty good, huh? And you ain't heard the best part, briefcase. Get a load of this speech that I prepared in my own defense.
Yeah, but Archie,
Just listen to it. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, when I came to work at Duffy's Tavern 10 years ago, I was just an innocent, stupid boy. But I've changed. No longer am I innocent. And why? Because this Duffy, this fiendish shape in human form, forced me to learn his dirty tricks of the trade. It was him that learned me how to cut the paper plates down to make the meals look bigger. It was him that learned me how to pinch liverwurst to give it that healthy, rosy complexion. I hope the court has been clear to children.
And it was him that showed me how to paint the tabletop silver so the customers couldn't see their change. Oh, for shame, Duffy Dow Fagan. I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, are you going to vote for this dirty swine? Or will justice trump?
What a narrow darrow.
Well, now, look, Arch, that speech is great. You can't lose. Now, I have some business to attend to, so you'll let me have my $5. I'll be on my way.
Okay, great day. Come here a minute. I'm a little broke, so I'm going to have to borrow your $5 from the cash register.
Just a second. If it's Duffy's money, I'll have to get an okay from Duffy. Where's the phone?
Well, wait a minute, break.
I'm sorry, Arch.
Oh, you can't do this.
Oh, hello, Duffy. Counselor O'Shea. I am representing Archie in his suit against you, and I'd want to know if it's okay with you if he robs the cash register to pay me my fee. You say it's not? Well, this is a surprising turn. Well, yes. Legally, you have a right to sue the man.
Now, wait a minute.
Yes, Mr. Duffy, I'll be glad to handle your case. The fee will be $5.
Now, you crook,
tell Archie to pay me your fee from the register. Very good, sir.
Why, you slimy mouthpiece. You'll make me ashamed that I was ever a member of the firm of Flyshacker, Bushwhacker, Millstone, and Briggs. Here's your filthy fee.
Yeah, just a second. This is the $5 Duffy paid me to sue you.
So what?
How about the $5 you owe me for suing Duffy?
Briefcase, if I didn't know the law, I'd punch you right in the nose. Here's your $5.
Thank you. The case is closed. And, Arch, you better thank your stars that you had me for a lawyer. Because you know as well as I do that you're guilty as the day is long.
Hello, Duffy. How are you? By the way, was that contract we were talking about the oral or legal? It was, huh? Well, in that case, let's call off the suit, huh? But you're going to take the attorney's fee out of my salary? Duffy, you can't do that. So help me, if you do, I'll sue you for every nickel you got. And don't forget, you're dealing with a man that was formerly with Flyshacker, Bushwhacker, Millstone, and Briggs. Believe me.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to leave Duffy's Tavern for this evening, but let's meet here again at this same time next Friday night.